Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. Told me when I came to Nashville, son, you finally got it made. Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. No, I don't think Hank done it this way. Look at. Looking at the backside of me, singing my songs, one of his now and then. But I don't think Hank done them this way. No, I don't think Hank done them this way. Take it on.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, the last bastion of hope for true hard-hitting journalism on the events that shape and affect your life. I'm your man on the street here, Absolute Deicide, and we're going to talk about some random shit today, just because I thought I'd mix things up from the usual tight, time-stamped, crowdsourced and polished stuff that I usually do. So a reminder, I'm still accepting submissions for the trivia question we had from episode 37. I'm not going to move on until somebody gets that right. So there's going to be no more trivia game until somebody gets that an answer so I can send out my prize here. I know it was a tough one, but we're not going to do any more. I mean, I gotta follow the rules here. I'm a stickler for the rules. So, we have a tradition here that we have to uphold. So if you think you know the answer, you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope to podcast@gruntfreepress.com, and just make sure you check your work though. And, note your sources, maybe make sure those are right. 'Cause I'm getting an awful lot of, wrong answers here. I have a feeling you're wrong too, because you usually are. what do we got here? Let's see. So what's on the docket here? How about some Kickstarter news? Some more Kickstarter news seems to be the trend that we've been going on. This is actually anti Kickstarter news, I guess, because it's not. This didn't come into existence because of a Kickstarter. I think they just did it on their own. But remember Night Trap, that game there? Remember that the Kickstarter? I don't know if I can talked about it with him a year ago, maybe. I don't know. The Night Trap there, Watch Out Behind You, Night Trap. They're gonna find you, Night Trap. That one, that Night Trap. So I mean, yeah, there was that Kickstarter there for they were going to make a re-release or a remake or fucking remat. I don't know what the fuck you want to call that. Whatever the fuck that was, the one that I backed, because you know what I mean. It was just fucking like I don't know, it was fucking Night Trap, more Night Trap on whatever the fucking Xbox One, PS4, and whatever else. And yeah, I just fucking I saw it and pretty much like fuck yeah, you know, Night Trap, that game's fucking garbage. Sign me up, type of deal. It's not actually, I don't know, it's fucking not as bad. I mean, I've heard other people talking about this at this point, and they were fucking like, oh, that game's fucking terrible, and what a bad game, and it's not fucking bad. I mean, it's just fucking, again, it's Five Nights at Freddy's, pretty much. I mean, fucking, although I almost say I've never fucking actually played those games. I think I own, like, all of them. I bought them in a fucking bundle for, like, $5 or something like that, but I never fucking played them, but I mean, and it's the same fucking concept as that, as far as, you know, I've watched, you know, a couple minutes of people playing those games. I'm just fucking like, oh, so, you know, switching cameras and, like, whatever, doing, you know, hitting buttons and shit, and same basic idea. I mean, just, I don't think a lot of people know how to actually play that game, you know what I mean? It's fucking, I got a feeling, which, when it first came out, too, and I played it on fucking Sega CD, when that shit first came out, too, I did the same shit, where fucking, you know, I'm just switching around, watching the cameras and just fucking, you know, hitting buttons and fucking just randomly going back and, you know, switching cameras randomly and fucking hoping you find shit. They weren't going to find you, or you weren't going to find them in most cases. But yeah, I mean, fucking then I went back and played it and it's fucking like, all right, well, fucking I guess the only way you're gonna really do this is fucking, you know, just get a notebook or whatever and just fucking timestamp. It's all about timestamps. Right, writing down fucking, you know, where and when you find shit, and then you can, you know, you replay it and you fucking, all right, know where to fucking what camera to be at the right time and whatever. I mean, again, I just don't think a lot of people like figured that out. You know what I mean? Same thing with Sewer Shark. I hear, oh, Sewer Shark's awful and blah 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 and fucking like. It's actually pretty cool, if you know what I mean. Again, another game that I played and most people probably played and fucking, I don't know how to play it. I just keep fucking crashing into walls or whatever and fucking, yeah, I mean, I've watched people fucking play like, oh yeah, yeah, oh, I fucking whatever. I hate Sewer Shack. All right, yeah, go play it. And they fucking just, you know, fucking 3-9er and they just fucking just keep going, just crash into a wall immediately and fucking like, why don't you turn? Oh yeah, you know what I mean? Like fucking, why don't you turn when I told you to? Oh, I don't know how to, oh, that's what that means? That's what those fucking, whatever. Anyway, so Night Trap, it had a Kickstarter, which didn't end up meeting its goal. And yeah, I mean, Grant, when that Kickstarter was out, the first, well, I guess the only one that fucking failed. I mean, there was some weird shit on there that was fucking for that Kickstarter campaign. And, yeah, I think they were asking for like, you know, a lot of money, like way more than they probably needed, which is, I think most Kickstarters do that, you know, fuck, especially shit like this where it's like, oh, we have the rights to this. We just want to fucking, you know, print discs or fucking whatever, put them out digitally and fucking, oh, we need like fucking $2 million or some shit. It's like, yeah, you probably don't. And plus, I think they were going to release it on Xbox 360 and fucking PlayStation 3 and shit. And again, it was probably supposed to come out around this time, too. But who the fuck is playing 360 and, like, PS3 and shit? You know what I mean? Why would you fucking, again, why would somebody pay to, get that fucking released on systems that nobody's fucking playing? But anyway, yeah, so that campaign failed, but now, you know, guess what's coming out now is, Night Trap, the 25th anniversary edition. No Kickstarter campaign, no fucking Indiegogo, no fucking Fig, you know, none of that shit. No fucking crowdfunding bullshit. They just fucking, hey, you know, the complete game is fucking coming out on this date. You know, you want to buy it and play it, like, here you go. You know, just fucking buy it. Like, there's no fucking, oh, you gotta wait, whatever, 5 years and give us fucking $2 million or whatever. Just fucking, you know, what a novel concept of just, hey, a game is complete and it's going to come out on this date. Weird. I mean, you can go to screamingvillains.com for details and whatever. I mean, I don't think you can pre-order it yet or whatever. But, yeah. Although, yeah, if you go there right now, I think it's just fucking like, oh, here's the announcement trailer and, you know, fucking a video you can play. And the release date just says spring 2017. And last I checked, I'm pretty sure it is spring 2017 right now. Last time I checked, anyway. So it shouldn't be too long, hopefully. Yeah, you know, they have that trailer there you can watch, and fucking what they're showing, the video footage they show in that trailer, it's, you know, it looks good. It's fucking nice and clean, fucking, again, like, you know, remastered, I guess you'd call it. Yeah, it looks as good as it probably would from whatever 20-year-old fucking game. So I guess this is the 25th anniversary edition, I guess, you know, it's the HD fucking remastered definitive version of Night Trap. Maybe, you know, next year or something, they'll do like the black and white fucking ultra edition with comedy. Like, I don't know, who knows, but yeah, anyways, yeah. So it's coming to PS4 and Xbox One. No PC, it doesn't say, anyway. That's kind of fucking weird. I mean, you think the most expensive part of putting the game out would be going through like certification or whatever you have to do for the consoles to get it. You know, you got to fucking run it through fucking certification. That I guess that costs fucking quite a bit of money and like whatever. And then, you know, if it gets fucking rejected for whatever reason, you got to, you know, fucking run it through again. So I mean, again, you got to. They had the fucking video, you know, they had the fucking, the game, they had, you know, the license for that, and all they had to do was remaster fucking whatever they did, again, it looks fucking good, so, they gotta put it through certification. Like, what else do you have to do? I mean, that's it. I mean, they're making physical copies, a limited run, I guess, of physical copies of the game. But I mean, yeah, just fucking, you know, just the whole thing just kind of proves the point there that, I mean, most shit on Kickstarter probably just doesn't really need to be on fucking Kickstarter. You know what I mean? Like, fucking people just use that as like a pre-order system type of deal and, you know, drum up the fucking, oh, if not enough people, you know, we don't get enough money, like not enough people fucking want it. Like, oh, it's, I don't know, it's fucking, that's it, you know? See fucking Shenmue 3, I guess. So, yeah, you can, yeah, that site to screamingvillains.com, you can listen to and download the Night Trap theme song, so for free, just fucking whatever, play it, fucking download it, be sure to do that, and you can fucking whatever, bump it in your fucking lowrider with hydraulics and shit. Actually, there's some cheats for the game, right? Not really fucking like cheats, I guess, but it's just fucking, you know, as I said, an old notebook from fucking however long ago, last time I played the fucking game on like Sega CD, the actual Sega CD version. And, you know, you play the game, you just fucking write down whatever. It's fucking, oh, I found what I need, you know, the fucking augers or whatever, the fucking vampires here, you know, and fucking, oh, they're at this point here, like you see a little fucking flashing light or whatever. Yeah, switch over to that camera, so you write a little timestamp down. I'm like, fucking, like, oh, I got a notebook with a bunch of this shit fucking written out. So, yeah, so some pro tips. Night Trap pro tips. Pro traps. Just to get you started. I mean, I'm not going to ruin the whole game for you. I'm not going to, no spoilers, I guess. But just to get you on the right track here. At 1 minute and 5 seconds, 1:05, you want to be watching the living room camera. Remember that. 10 minutes and 50 seconds in, you want to be watching the driveway, but don't switch away from the driveway just yet, because 5 seconds later, there's going to be another vampire you have to trap right at the same spot. So that's the trick. I mean, it's fucking tricky there. Heads up on that one. And then 6 minutes, 6 minute mark, you want to be on camera one. You want to get the code, and I believe it's orange. The code is orange, but if I deciphered whatever the fuck I wrote down on this fucking notebook correctly, if that doesn't work, I don't know. I'm just gonna say that they change it for the remaster. It's in it. If it's not orange, I think they might even switch the codes. I don't know. It's been a little while, but Night Trap. Yep. So there's that. We also have some hot DLC news for or I don't know, again, what they call shit these days, what the kids call shit, I don't know, DLC or an expansion pack. It's kind of muddied at this point, but Forza Horizon 3 is getting, I don't know, I'll call it an expansion, I guess. Yeah, it's getting a new expansion, that's Hot Wheels themed, you know, fucking old, the little fucking Hot Wheels cars. In the game, it's not like you're driving fucking little fucking mini cars or whatever. It's still like fucking full-sized fucking normal cars just with fucking Hot Wheels paint. So yeah, if it was little tiny cars or whatever, that'd be pretty silly, especially if it's fucking like, I've raced normal sized cars. You can just like pick them whatever you want. That'd be pretty funny, but not that's not the case here. And I mean, apparently there's a fucking like Hot Wheels fucking island or some shit, or I don't know, I guess it's like a bunch of islands off of fucking Australia, and then they just fucking connect them all with you know, those fucking Hot Wheels, the bright orange ramps and shit, and fucking all the loops and the fucking crisscrosses and all that. You know, watching the trailer, it fucking, you know, going up loops and there's fucking like boost pads and all that, and then at the end, a fucking big T-Rex, fucking animatronic fucking T-Rex comes out and goes roar. So that seems cool. Anyway, yeah, I mean, I'm guessing it's gonna work just like fucking Storm Island for fucking the Forza Horizon 2. That was fucking awesome. It was pretty much just fucking, you know, all off-road and shit, but it was fucking like, oh, here's Storm Island, or fucking the last DLC they put out, it was all, you know, the winter one, all the snow shit, I forget what that was called, Blizzard Peak or something like that. But I mean, how you get to those from the main game, when, even after you bought them, was, you know, a helicopter would come and pick you up or whatever. You'd fucking, you know, you get picked up somewhere and you get dropped off into like a separate fucking like cordoned off area with fucking, you know, all the new content would just be kind of off to the side. It's not like it's like integrated to, you know, the main game. You don't just fucking drive up and fucking like, oh, now it's snowing and I'm fucking up there, or now I'm in fucking Storm Island where fucking, you know, this fucking, all this off-road fucking stormy shit or whatever. So, you know, I'm just guessing that's fucking how their islands, obviously, is fucking just gonna pick you up and fucking drop you off and fucking like, here's almost like its own little fucking mini game type of deal. Which, yeah, I mean, I think that could work well for something like this. I mean, it looks so fucking like cartoony again, you know, with the fucking like, you know, loops and the fucking corkscrews and all that shit. And, yeah, I mean, fucking that makes some kind of sense, I guess. Just, you know, reading through like the little bullet points and shit they put out. I mean, it says you can customize the tracks. You can, like, you know, snap parts off from the fucking tracks and fucking put them in different places and all that, and swap pieces around, like, again, like a real, like, whatever, you know, the Hot Wheels fucking toys, the toy tracks and all that bullshit. So, that could be cool. I mean, sounds cool anyway. Comes out, May 9th. So, something else, like, in the second today, so next week, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I played fucking Forza Horizon 3 quite a bit. I mean, if I've uninstalled it at this point, but, you know, again, I've been fucking, like, pretty much, I'm like, I'm done with it, and then fucking, like, that Blizzard shit came out, I'm like, oh, I'll check that out. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cool, play that for, like, a week, then uninstall it, and it's fucking, like, this shit's, like, Forza, you know, the Hot Wheels shit, and that also sounds pretty cool. It's like, I guess I'll install it again. I mean, fucking whatever. I mean, just fucking try to check that out. I'm pretty sure I have the season pass, too, so I'm pretty sure I'm paid up on that shit, but yeah, it sounds cool. It looks cool and shit, so there you go. Might have to check it out. You know, it looks completely different from fucking, you know, anything else they've done so far anyway. Again, the fucking, those expansions for fucking the Forza, you know, the Horizon games have been fucking pretty cool. I mean, they've all been completely fucking different from all the other shit. It's fucking like, you know, the Storm Island's all fucking rally shit, and, yeah, then fucking, yeah, the winter one, again, it's all fucking all snow, and this is fucking really weird fucking Hot Wheels shit. So, yeah, I mean, I'll check that out. It sounds pretty fucking cool. Other fucking DLC news we got here. There's also some Zelda Breath of the Wild DLC coming out. It sounds pretty shitty, actually, what they're putting out for this. This is fucking $20, I think. Pretty sure this is the first time there's ever been DLC, or again, DLC, fucking expansion, whatever, for a Zelda game. And what they're giving you here for $20 is fucking some clothes, like Majora's Mask themed fucking clothes, like a mask and fucking like whatever, tunic and fucking whatever the fuck. Okay, you know what I mean? Like fucking cool, I guess. And then the big, like, the addition is a horde mode. I mean, just fucking, like, whatever, just wave after wave of fucking enemies you have to fight, and yeah, because the fucking, the combat in Breath of the Wild, you know, was so fucking good, you know what I mean? It's the weakest fucking part of the game, so I don't know why they'd fucking, you know what I mean? Like, oh, here's fucking just fight a bunch of people, like, no thanks, I'm done with that game, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, I'll skip that, there's nothing that makes me want to come back at all. So anyway, what's not different from what they've done so far is, Outlast 2. Get into actual fucking games that are out and I've played. Yeah, that sure is a fucking modern first person horror game. You know what I mean? Not saying it's bad. Outlast 2. It's not a fucking bad game at all. It's just like you know, if you played fucking the first game, the first Outlast, or Alien Isolation, or fucking Resident Evil 7, fucking Amnesia, like that type of shit, whatever, you know, even some fucking Call of Cthulhu, you know what I mean, fucking little throwback there, yeah, it's pretty much more that. I mean, this is what it is. I mean, no, you have no weapons, you're not fucking, again, I realized some of the games just named, you do have weapons, but, you know what I mean, it's fucking stripped down versions of those, or fucking, you know what I mean, it's just fucking running and fucking hiding and shit. But it is really, it feels and looks, and I guess really fucking similar to Resident Evil 7, actually, in terms of, like, again, the tone and just the setting and shit. You know, you're fucking separated from your wife in this fucking hillbilly black backwoods fucking place in America, and I was thinking, I'm like, fuck it, as I'm playing, I'm like, is this like, you know what I mean? I thought it was the same shit, like, you know, Resident Evil 7 is like the swamp in, like, Louisiana, I think, or whatever, and I'm like, fucking, is this like the same exact, like, setting? Like, it feels that way, but they look very fucking similar. Just the whole area. I guess fucking Outlast is supposed to be like a desert somewhere. Like, I don't know, fucking Utah or some shit like that. But, for a desert, it's fucking like, there's a lot of trees, there's a lot of fucking, like, water and swamp, like, I don't fucking know, like, again, it looks fucking, like, swampy down, you know, southern shit, but, I don't know, fucking whatever. It looks very, again, this very similar feel and shit to Resident Evil. So, yeah, so, you know, same, almost the same fucking story, too. It's fucking like, oh, no, my wife's gone, separated from my fucking wife or girlfriend or whatever. And, you know, you're fucking looking for her, going through all the shit, looking for her, you know, uncovering all the shit about a fucking religious cult, or fucking, I don't know, some shit with it's two different fucking warring, like, fighting religious cults in the same area, something like that. You know, there's this, you know, cult leader fucking, he's got fucking, you know, giant portraits of himself up all over the fucking place, and you're finding notes about him, you know, fucking all his wives, and, you know, in this compound, and then he's, you know, fucking his daughters and shit like that, you know, fun cult stuff, the usual stuff you read about in the newspapers in the 80s. Some of it does get, like, pretty explicit and dark with, you know, the fucking, again, the raping and the fucking child sacrifices and all that shit, but it's fucking, most of the shit that's, like, really fucking in detail and fucking, like, it's pretty fucked up. It's all fucking shit you're reading and all the notes you're picking up, you know what I mean? Like, you're just picking up these notes and reading them as usual, fucking standard procedure there. Most of the actual shit that you see, like, you know, as you're playing the game, and, you know, you're just fucking, like, walking around, you know, and it's like the original one again, you're fucking just first person, you get a camera holding up to your face and shit, and you're walking around recording, and a lot of the time you get to switch between, you know, normal view, and you know, it's a camera, so you can fucking zoom in and out and shit, and then you get night vision, which you need for like most of the game. He's gonna fucking, it's so dark, it's why he's gonna use like the night vision mode to see shit. And every time you use that, though, it's fucking, you have batteries in your camera that drains, you know, and fucking, so you only have like two resources you're worrying about. You know, you can't fucking, you don't have a gun or anything, you're not fucking like fighting, it's not like fucking like Condemned or anything like that, where your fucking melee weapons are like deteriorating. None of that. You just, you know, you just get, all you have to worry about is batteries and bandages if you get hurt. You know, you gotta fucking just heal yourself up. Kind of like Far Cry, first person, fucking whatever. Throw a bandage on your arm and you're good type of deal. Yeah, no weapons. You can't, you know, you can't fucking fight back at all. All you really do is fucking, you know, you run and you fucking hide pretty much, and fucking that's it. Which I thought that worked really well in fucking the first Outlast, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, God, this is kind of like walking simulator-y type shit, but if it's done well, it's fucking like, all right, there's some kind of like, you know, puzzle elements to it of just fucking like, oh, I gotta fucking like hide here, I'm hiding this fucking locker and let this guy pass and I can get out. And, you know, or what the fuck do I do? Oh, I gotta fucking like hide under a bed, like that type of shit. The problem with that is, though, I mean, because again, all you're doing is fucking running and shit for the most part, and hiding. It feels like you're always being fucking rushed, you know. you can't really fucking slow down and look around at like the environments and shit like ever, pretty much. It's just fucking like, you know, most of the game's fucking pitch black, so you know you're using the fucking the night vision mode on the camera, and then fucking, you know, again, you're doing that. That's using up your batteries, so it's fucking like. And there's really, again, there's no other resources you're fucking looking around for, you know, as you're not fucking looking for ammo, any of that shit, so it's like, well, why bother looking around at shit, you know what I mean? You're just fucking draining your batteries, fucking like, oh, I can use my batteries to fucking find more batteries, you know what I mean? But if I don't, I fucking wasted batteries type of deal, so it's fucking like, oh, there's no real point in sticking around type of deal. It's fucking, it's almost like you're being punished for that, for fucking looking around the fucking, all the fucking rooms and shit. So, I mean, you're fucking just kind of blasting through the fucking areas. You're probably missing a bunch of fucking shit, you know, like fucking, I probably missed a bunch of notes and fucking, again, like the atmospheric, just like set pieces and fucking like shit, you know what I mean? Like, set piece shit and it feels kind of jerky too, like the pacing in general of the game is fucking, just feels fucking jerky. Like, you know, it's like fucking like, I found this fucking, I'm running through the fucking woods, and I find this fucking little village, and there's fucking like people like rotting, you know, it fucking looks like they have like leprosy or whatever, and they're fucking just like rotting, and they're fucking like puking their guts out and shit, and they're fucking you know, some of them like standing in a river and shit, and like washing each other's backs, and fucking just, I'm just like fucking like, this is weird, like, you know, like what the fuck is going on in this place? Like, kind of want to fucking, you know, fucking poke around and go on the fucking, all, you know, there's all houses around and shit with people like in them, and fucking it's like, oh, if I open some of them, they fucking like attack you and shit, and they just like chase you out and just yeah, I'm just like, what's going on in this fucking like village here? And fucking like, oh, it's like, oh, now they're fucking attacking me. And it's like, well, I can run and, you know, they're like slow and shit. It's fucking like, oh, now I'm running in circles and shit. And I'm fucking just, you know, I'm running low on batteries and like, well, whatever. I mean, like, see ya, you know, and I'm off, like fucking just fucking keep running, I guess. And time to move on. You know, I guess I'll fucking never know, like whatever, you know, yeah, just, yeah, you feel fucking like rushed, like there's no point in like stopping and fucking checking shit out. So yeah, again, which it could work if there was fucking just like, oh, here's a little fucking like, you know, hub or something, like just as a little, well, again, if you have that village would be fine for just like fucking like, oh, hey, you know, it's fucking, they have enough light, you know, you don't have to fucking use your batteries and shit to fucking like look around and just fucking like, oh, there's some fucked up place, just to fucking take a moment to fucking like relax. But it's fucking like, no, we just fucking constantly just fucking just keep moving forward. There's no, again, no point in stopping and doing anything. Just fucking just constantly fucking moving. Even the way that like the movement in general fucking feels, it's not, again, it's just like first person mode, standard shit, but it just doesn't feel fucking like particularly smooth. I mean, there's a lot of like head bobbing and shit, you know what I mean? It's fucking, and I don't mean fucking blowjobs, That's not a big fucking deal. I mean, I can fucking like deal with that. And I think there's like an option even you can like turn off like the head movement, so it's not you're not constantly fucking like. It feels like you're fucking bobblehead, but I'm like, ah, whatever. Some games do that well, some don't. This one's like, ah, it's okay. You know what I mean? Just like the movement, even beyond that, just, it seems like you get, like, caught up on shit a lot. Like, you know, you're just fucking, like, walking, and it's fucking like, ah, oh, I got caught up on shit that was on the ground, like, fucking, like, rocks, or, like, whatever. Like, fucking, oh, I couldn't see it, and fucking, why did I just, like, stop completely, like, dead stop as I'm fucking walking? Like, oh, I guess I hit this little rock to the side, you know what I mean? Like, that type of shit. Or, it's a lot of shit in, like, the woods and, like, shrubs and all that, and... you just be walking through that and just like, oh, whatever, fucking walking through, nothing like chasing you, then fucking like, you fucking, it'll be like a little tiny like cactus, you know what I mean? And fucking like, oh, you hit it and fucking, you know, it was hidden in some fucking bushes and, you know, you step on it or whatever and it fucking like hurts you and it fucking like pushes you back. Like, you just fucking like jump back like 2 feet, like, you know what I mean? And I was just like, what the fuck was that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking whatever. There's a cactus there, I guess, but it's just fucking like, so like, again, it's kind of like janky and just fucking like jarring. I'm just fucking like, I'm fucking like walking and fucking, you know, cartoony, just, you know, cartoonish. I'm just fucking like, oh, I fucking get sent back flying like 2 feet. Like, what the fuck was that? You know? Again, no, it's not like fucking like, oh, that's spooky, or, you know what I mean, or like scary, or like adds to anything. Just like, that's kind of dumb. Like, it just doesn't feel like right. Or, you know, there's a lot of parts in the game where there's fucking, you know, walls you can climb, and, you know, fucking like, oh, I gotta climb up this fucking like little ledge or cliff or whatever, and then fucking, but, you know, most of them you can't. It's just fucking like, well, it looks like I can fucking jump up here, this fucking 8 foot wall, and jump and fucking grab it, because, you know, they give you like little indications, like there'll be like bloody handprints or whatever on the cliffs or whatever where you can jump, but... it like makes no sense of fucking like, oh, I can jump up here now, but there's all these like little places, again, just fucking like invisible walls and that type of shit. There's a lot of that. I'm just fucking like, you know, you'll be running from something, you know, like a fucking enemy, and like, well, why? It makes no sense, but I can't fucking just climb up this fucking cliff here. It's like, you know, two feet or whatever. Yeah, it's fucking invisible walls all over the fucking place, and dogs and cats living together, you know, it's just fucking like, again, it just feels like rough around the edges type of deal. It's fucking like, if they made, you know what I mean, made the environments like a little bit, you know, made more sense and shit, like, and again, just the pacing in general, like, fucking like, I don't know, I get the point. Again, fucking, it would be cool if it's just a game, but just fucking like, God, they constantly want you to be moving forward. That'd be fine, but it's fucking, it's like literally, I don't know, it's a fucking like 10 hour game. It's fucking just like, if I could just fucking, again, just take a minute here, just, you know, just fucking like, whatever, look around at some of the shit they put up, and you know what I mean? It's like, some of the shit's cool too. It's fucking, you know, they have like the, almost like Texas Chainsaw Massacre style, is fucking, you know, bodies, like fucking like, you know, like fucking like posed and whatever and all sorts of shit, and it's fucking like, oh, well I could look at this, but I just got to keep fucking running again because my fucking batteries are fucking running out. So yeah, I mean, yeah, the main thing with fucking the first game there, Outlast 1, which I liked, you know, was, you know, you'd be in these fucking like small like little corridors and shit, and like a fucking monster, like whatever, so somebody would be fucking, you know, they'd pop out of a door, and then you could just fucking it'd be fucking like, all right, just fucking, I gotta get down this hallway, fucking this dude fucking popped out, and, I can just fucking like hide somewhere for a little bit, fucking like kind of like near that door, and then fucking like, oh, he'll walk by eventually, you know what I mean, and then fucking, you can just jump out and fucking run to the door where he popped out of, and that was fucking your goal for most of the fucking game anyway, which was, you know, it was kind of like, that same loop, it's the same type of shit. It was, you know, you're just trying to move forward, and there'd be shit in your way. You just gotta fucking, I gotta hide here so I can get past this guy and fucking keep going. Which, yeah, that was fine for that. I really liked fucking Outlast 1, and that game was like, I don't know, it was like 3 or 4 hours or some shit like that, and it's fucking like, oh, that's fine for that length, you know? And for this game, it's fucking, it seems like the they can't seem to fucking like expand, you know, they're trying to like expand everything. Like they want to fucking like, oh, we want to make everything like bigger and like more open or whatever. So, you know, you get these big fucking, fairly open like areas, you know what I mean? And, so, you know, a lot of the game is fucking, again, is all these spots that says like, oh, you know, hit X to hide in whatever, like barrels and fucking like whatever and shit. And just, yeah, I mean, most of the game, if I found you can't even really fucking like hide really. There's no fucking like point because the levels are so fucking open. It's just fucking, you're better off just running and, you know, trying to fucking juke out everything and fucking like, ah, yeah, whatever, I'll take a hit or two, but just fucking like, I'll just run past and, sometimes you don't know what the fuck what you're supposed to be doing, where the fuck you're supposed to be going again, because it's fucking just the areas are so much bigger. It's not as simple as fucking, I gotta run down this corridor and fucking go out here. It's like, no, you still have to get to like this specific fucking spot on this area, you know what I mean? Like a door or like whatever, but, it's fucking like I just gotta run through all this other bullshit and just like go to all these fucking places I'm not supposed to be first before I figure out where the fuck I'm going. And it's kind of the same shit. Once you figure out where you're going, it's fucking stuff. Just fucking run past this guy and just go, you know. That can be fucking frustrating because again, your fucking batteries are draining the whole time you're trying to figure this shit out. And it's fucking like, do I hide in this barrel and just sit here in this fucking like cornfield? And you know what I mean? You're trying that and like fucking, nothing's happening. Like doing that, I'm trying to like do this, the hiding thing and just, now you fucking get caught and get killed or whatever, and it's fucking like, all right, I'll try running down this fucking alley here, and it was a dead end, get fucking caught and killed, fucking reload, and just fucking, it's just fucking basically fucking, you have to trial and error fucking everything until fucking like, oh, that worked. And then like, once you figure that out again, it's just fucking like, all right, well, fucking, once you know what you're doing, it's fucking, the game's like super linear, but it's fucking like, oh, it's fucking beeline here, well, there you go, fucking just keep running and fucking, really no need to, again, to do anything else besides that, and again, because it's so fucking like open or whatever. No, little shades of fucking Call of Cthulhu there once again, that old favorite. Yep.
Evil lurks in the mind of a madman. I have to call Spice One to put in work.
Yeah, straight motherfucking East Bay killing the house. Spice motherfucking One. That's how you do it. You just mob up on a nigga, shoot him in his motherfucking head, and drag him out the car and get your motherfucking mob on. Yeah, motherfucking G shit jumping off the 9, motherfucking 5. Bitch. My cat screamed fire. The bullet told me shoot that motherfucker, he's a liar. I talk to my 380 like a bitch on a stroke. When niggas try to dick me, I haul off and let a hoe kill them all. I can't be fucked in this game, I'm a psychopath. My AK told me to shove him up the nigga's ass. I'm having long conversations with Mr. Millimeter. He's one of my best friends, bitch ass nigga eater. And Mrs. Mossberg living up in that back truck. You know that old school bitch, she like to get in funk. It's spitting motherfuckers by the seams. My granddaddy, Mr. AR-15, said he was my only family. Shoot straight and please don't jam me. My own Glock pistol whipped me in my fucking head, cause he said I wouldn't buy the infrared. Got in a fight at a club, my gat started walking. Told me to shut the fuck up and let him do the talking. I woke up and it was sick to see them guts from my strap. Told me Spice, motherfucker, you're born to die.
Holes in the chest and one to the throne.
Born to
die. From the head so your brains get blown.
Don't let the niggas catch you slipping and your ass is gone.
Kill him off like this, put him up a bye bye. I see E1 and say him born to die. Kill him off like that, put him up a bye bang. I see E1 and say him pull rules down. Bring the trucks and Berettas and the Uzi things. And if the shit jump off, I'm killing everything. Don't be acting like no bitch when the funk is on. Cause if the niggas catch you slipping, then your ass is gone. One for the clock, two for the clip. Bullets in your ass. See me, I split your cranium so motherfucking easy. Leaving your bloody dead in shock. My God, you stuck your body like a motherfucking dreadlock. So get your ass on, throw you cats some slugs. Brain running down the drain like the LA flood. Don't be fucking with the SPI. I'm telling you, motherfuckers, I was born to die.
Holes in the chest and one to the dome.
If the niggas catch you slipping, then your ass is gone.
Born to
ain't
die.
Ain't no rest but the head, so your brains get blown.
If the niggas catch you slipping, then your ass is gone.
Kill him off like this, but about bye bye bye. That's me, I see when I'm saying born to die. Kill him off like that, but about bye bye bang. That's me, I see when I'm saying pull who's
when
that.
172 ass nigga from the bay, AK spray. Beat your dead body as it lay on the concrete, dying one beat of the heart. 7 day old ass body smell a little tart.
Pull up to your bumper with a fully loaded magazine, wrapping your motherfucking ass clean.
Blow the heart out of motherfucker back, nigga shit on itself. When I pull out my strap, got a chrome 45, about 9 in the clip. The two in that ass begin to mob them dick. It's just another tale of some gangster shit. But if it's murder in the face, then my burst is split. Bitch ass niggas expire, retire, stab them in the throat with the Dayton spoke wire. So don't get caught up in the mix. I let you motherfuckers know quick, I'm born to die.
Put it in the chest and run to the door.
The niggas catch you slipping and your ass is gone.
Ain't no fist but the head, so your brains get blown.
What if the niggas catch you slipping and your ass is gone?
Hit him off like this, but about bye bye bye. S P I C E when I'm saying born to die. Blah! Hit him off like that, but about bye bye bang. S P I C E when I'm saying Paul Osteen.
Yeah, nigga, straight walking up on the motherfucking, taking this shit with an AK-47, nigga. Get your shit, cause it's on. Tell your hoe you gon' be back. Huh. Nigga gon' give up his shit, or he gon' catch a motherfucking slug. Yeah, you gon' catch a motherfucking slug. Huh. Spice one in the motherfucking house. Straight killing them all.
Motherfuckers. Welcome back, friends. So yeah, I played through fucking Outlast 2. I played through it. Yeah, I was saying, it's really the same fucking loop, same like gameplay loop over and over again. There's fucking, you know, you went to enter an area, there's fucking bodies and shit all over the place. You see a few cult members hanging around with fucking, you know, they get knives and or fucking flashlights and they're chasing you. And there might be like a bigger monster thing that'll pop up, and you know, you have to fucking run from that, and you're jumping over railings and crawling underneath fucking buildings and shit, or, you know, underneath like whatever crumbled fucking shit inside of a building. And I mean those chase sequences there where there's a few fucking just, you know, main boss monsters, I guess you'd call them. It was fucking, you know, usually some fucking just chick and almost looks like fucking like Pyramid Head or something. I don't know. Yeah, just fucking when you're getting chased and shit, like that can either be the best or the worst parts of the game, or both, I guess, in some cases. You know, you'll hear the fucking things like chasing you behind you, and they're breathing and they're fucking stomping around and shit, and it can get intense when it works. You know what I mean? When fucking that type of shit works, it all comes together, and you're just fucking like running, and it gets fucking intense. I'm just fucking like, oh, if I fuck up or some shit, this thing behind me is gonna get me. That can be cool, but then sometimes you'll end up fucking, you know, you're fucking like running, and it's fucking like, all right, you come to a fork, and on the path where you're running, and it's fucking like, all right, well, what do I do here? Do I go fucking, there's a path to the left and a path to the right, you know, I gotta make a choice. And fucking, you know, if you pick the wrong choice, you know what I mean, of just fucking, it's just, if you went left, you should have gone right or whatever, fucking 50-50 chance, and fucking like up, you hit a fucking, you're fucked, you know what I mean? Just fucking like arbitrary fucking trial and error bullshit, and, you know, whoops, you know, I hit a fucking dead end, I guess. And that can be fine every now and then, but fucking, you know, after like two or three times during the same fucking like chase sequence, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, I hit this fucking dead end here, and then fucking like, oh, I didn't hit, you know what I mean? I didn't fucking, whatever, I fucking jumped when I should have fucking like, whatever, fucking crawled under this fucking thing or something like that, you know what I mean? Just fucking bullshit. You couldn't really know the first time. It's fucking like, you do that two or three times during the same fucking sequence of the thing fucking chasing you and you're fucking dying and reloaded. I just start getting fucking like annoyed, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, this isn't, after that, it's fucking, it's not intense anymore. It's just, you've seen the shit already, you know what I mean? You know what the fuck is coming up, is you're just going through the fucking motions, and I'm just literally trying to fucking figure out what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing here. And sometimes that's not even fucking clear. Like, you know, there's fucking like, oh, I've run, it's fucking dead end. You know what I mean? I've gone every way I can. I've run into fucking like three fucking dead ends. And now what? And fucking, it seems like to be the furthest I can go. And there's nothing to fucking do here, but just sit in this room and get fucking murdered. So like, what's going on? And like, oh, you know, there'll be like a door and the door is locked or it's fucking jammed or whatever. It's like, I can't do anything here. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing? And then there'll be like a little fucking like tiny little slit of a fucking window at the top of the locked door or some shit like that. And it doesn't look like you'd be able to fit through the fucking thing like at all. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like, you can't even tell it's an opening. Like it just looks like a fucking like, you know, a glass fucking window at the top of a door or something. It's fucking again, like way higher up than you should be able to fucking like, you know, squeeze through. And it's fucking smaller than you'd think you'd be able to fucking fit through at all. But, or it's just like a little, there'll be a little crevice somewhere between like two rocks, and it's fucking like, if you're not looking at it at the right angle, you can't even fucking see it's there, and, you know, you can squeeze through there, I guess, you know, shit like that, I don't know. Yeah, or there's this fucking one part towards the end of the game where you're fucking, you're in this fucking like water, like up to your fucking waist, you know, it's like, all right, well, the path you're supposed to go through is fucking, there's all these fucking like downed power lines and shit, like blocking the way, like hanging right below, you know, right above the water. And, so, you know, you can't fucking just like go under it or some shit. So I mean, like the goal is like, I gotta shut off the power to these, you know, hanging lines or whatever, so I can fucking go through here. So let's, you know, figure out how to do that. And you have that boss there, the fucking, you know, the main lady there, some fucking bitch that shows up, and she's hunting you down as you're fucking looking for how to turn off the fucking power, you know what I mean? And you can kind of just like hide behind walls and shit, you know, it's kind of like a maze and fucking like, I don't know, if she's coming, I can just fucking just hide behind this fucking like wall here and let her go. And not that tough, or, you know, you can fucking like juke her out, kind of. You can, you know, or you can fucking like dive under the water. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like this fucking maze of like wooden boards and walls and shit. And, you know, some of the walls is fucking like, oh, there's a spot you can see. It's fucking like, oh, I can go underneath this fucking wall, kind of like duck down under the water and fucking like, you know, go up, end up on the other side type of deal, swim under it. So, I mean, that seems like, that must be the thing to do. I mean, there's this fucking mechanic here, which, you know, it's kind of unique, and, you know what I mean? It's fucking this fucking, again, kind of like set PC type thing of, this is the way the fucking, this encounter here is set up. So I must have, you know what I mean? That must be what they want you to do, is fucking like, you know, take advantage of the fucking water and like swim underneath and all that shit to get past her. But I mean, the way it works, you know, the whole time you're fucking holding the camera, it's, you know, pitch black down there. You have the fucking night vision on and shit, so you need that on, you know. And if you try going underneath the water, there's this fucking like transition animation of you fucking, you put the camera down and shit, and then you fucking go underneath and you're in the water, like you can't see fucking jack shit. It's just fucking like, you know, completely like black or whatever. And she's carrying a torch, so you can kind of see that, and fucking like, all right, well, you don't want to go near the light type of deal, but, so you're underneath it, then you come up from the water, and it takes like a few fucking seconds to, you know, you raise the camera up in front of your face again, then you have to fucking like, you know, click in the stick to fucking turn on the night vision, and then, it's just kind of the pain in the ass to the point of it being like useless. Like, this mechanic is fucking like completely useless in practice to fucking like try to do this. So, I mean, you come up, you're all fucking like disoriented and shit. You've been all turned around. You're like facing a wall or some shit. No clue what way you're facing. And again, you're trying to find these fucking, you're in this fucking maze. You're trying to find these switches to turn off the power. So, and you have no idea like which way the fucking, that bitch went, you know what I mean? So, And then again, just like trial and error, just fucking to the point of once you know one of those deals where it's fucking like once you know where the switches are you need to get to, it's like you just fucking like, oh, I can just run fucking pretty much right up to, you know, right up to them, fucking right past her or whatever, hide behind a wall for a second, just fucking go and turn them off and fucking 5 seconds you're done and shit. But you know, finding your way around there is so fucking like confusing to like find your way around fucking any of that shit. And I'd say, you know, like, oh, they deliberately did that type of deal. Like, it's deliberately fucking confusing, but I don't know. It's just not fucking like fun, you know. It's just fucking like frustrating. That's just frustrating. And fucking like, I just do not know, like, you know what I mean? What the fuck? Like, you tell me what the goal is to turn off this fucking power, but where I am, like, it's just, I have no fucking clue, you know what I mean? It's just fucking the way this area is set up, you know, that there's two rooms off to either side, you know, where kind of where you start. And then, like, if you run like past her, yeah, the trick to most of the fucking the encounters are fucking like, all right, well, I gotta get past this person to fucking like, keep going. So it's like, oh, you try doing that, and there's like another almost like identical room off to the side. And there's nothing in either of those rooms, like absolutely nothing, like fucking, you know, no switches. I don't think, you know, there's none of those fucking the switches you need to hit. There's no fucking like, I don't even think there was like a battery in there, you know what I mean? Just like nothing, just fucking like, there's no reason for this fucking room to exist other than to fucking like piss you off type of deal, you know? Yeah, that entire level really towards the end, it's fucking, you're in a mine and, it's just a fucking pain in the dick to fucking like navigate. I mean, there's fucking just tons of fucking dead ends and fucking, you know, circles and shit, and you just fucking don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? Again, not in like a good way. Fucking like, oh man, I feel like claustrophobic or some shit. Just fucking like, no, it's just you know, it's not like a fucking The Shining like movie, or you know what I mean? Well, this fucking doesn't make sense and shit, or fuck, you know what I mean? Or like Silent Hill or losing your mind kind of thing, but you know, it's just in a frustrating way. I'm just fucking like, all right, I'm trapped in a room, and I know there's a fucking enemy outside here that's not going to leave, I guess. And it's like, oh, I guess I'll just fucking sit here, you know what I mean? Just fucking like kind of waste fucking battery power, I guess. And I don't know, like, what do you want me to do? It's like, just wait for fucking like 10 minutes, you know what I mean? It's fucking, there's nothing else I can do. It's like, no, I'll probably just, most of the time you're better off just fucking open the door and getting murdered and like trying again, you know what I mean? Again, it's trial and error, is not end up in that room with the fucking guy outside, you know? But you have fucking no way to know that, you know, the first time. Oh, Christ. Yeah, I mean, speaking of fucking Silent Hill type of deal, another thing the game does is fucking, they do these flashback sequences. You end up in a Catholic school, and you know, they do like the Silent Hill like mind fuck kind of thing, Chris Angel mind fuck. You know, you're running through the fucking woods or whatever, and you know, it's the normal fucking cult woods or whatever, fucking desert, I guess. A desert with a lot of fucking snow and fucking trees and swamp and shit and lakes. I don't know, but yeah. So I mean, you're running through the fucking woods, then it's fucking like, ah, you find a shack or whatever, and you open the door to this fucking like wooden shack, and then it's like, oh, you're in a school all of a sudden. You know what I mean? And it's fucking, it's like completely like switches fucking environments. You know what I mean? It's just like in a second, you know. And I like that. You know what I mean? Fucking just once you're there, once you're in the school, you're just kind of like going like room to room. They kind of pull some condemned shit. You know what I mean? With fucking you see shadows moving around, and all right, I see it for a second, you turn a corner and fucking it's gone or whatever, and suddenly the fucking walls are fucking starting to get all veiny and shit, and it's like, oh shit, you know, something's coming here. And you know, I see like it's something, you know, just a shadow dude like kind of coming at you, and it's fucking like, I gotta turn around and run the other way, and you know, hide in the fucking bathroom or whatever, and just fucking that's like, you know, again, just how the first Outlast kind of worked. I'm just fucking like, I just gotta like sit here and wait for this fucking thing to get the fuck away from me and move on. And yeah, so yeah, some of that's fucking cool, you know what I mean? But I think that they just kind of use that trick a few too many times type of deal. Is what you just end up in that school, like, I don't know, it's, again, it's like that quick transition of, opening a door or whatever, just fucking running, and then now I'm in a fucking the same school. They do that like four or five times, and as you're going through the school, it's fucking just like, you know, it's just massive, and just fucking, you know, a lot of the rooms you're going into fucking look the same, and it's the same rooms and hallways and shit, and just fucking old school, just fucking, like, you know, they're just reusing a bunch of the same fucking assets over and over again. You know, and you do, just doing a lot of the same shit. It was fucking like, all right, go find whatever, something, push this here and fucking get out and just keep going and whatever. So in general, I think the game goes on a little bit, too long, you know, like they're stretching it out a little too thin. You know, it's fucking like, it's like, almost like immediately it's fucking, it's like, yeah, I get it. I mean, there's a fucking cult up here in the fucking desert or whatever. It's fucking, it's supposed to be like Jonestown, and the school you keep flashing back to, that's from your childhood, and fucking the police, priests are fucking child molesters and shit. Yeah, I got it. You know what I mean? I've seen fucking Sleepers and fucking True Detective. I mean, I get where this is going. I mean, it just goes on for like fucking like 8 hours and fucking just like the same shit. And fucking just like, it feels like it's supposed to be like, oh, well, that's weird. You know what I mean? It's like, nah, I've been seeing like the same shit over and over again. Yeah, and too, there's not too much fucking, not much for shock value really in the game either. I mean, the first fucking Outlast, I mean, this is, was pretty fucked up. I mean, it's just a lot of fucking body horror and, you know, twisted shit in the game that you don't usually see in fucking, you know, the mainstream fucking like horror games. That, you know, fucking you see it and it's fucking like, oh, that's weird, and, you know, or just like, you know, fucked up shit that makes you like, makes you on edge, and again, shit you want to see in like the mainstream, where it's fucking like, all right, if they're willing to like do all this fucked up shit, like you don't really like trust the game developers to like fucking and not do like really fucked up shit, you know, which they did in the fucking the DLC for the original Outlast, the whistleblower DLC. I mean, that was like seriously fucked up, that shit. The main killer in that game was fucking his, you know, he's capturing people and he's turning men into fucking like women, like he's fucking like chopping their dicks off and like sewing fucking tits onto their chest and just fucking like, you know, bodies, you know, there's just a ton of them hanging up and just fucking, you know, you see fucking like, you know, there's one scene in the game you see straight up fucking, you know, you're first person looking, but you see, you're looking down, you fucking like dicks hanging out and straight up fucking schlong shows it going towards like a saw blade, or he's gonna fucking, you know, full on fucking dick shots. And, you know, again, you're picking up the notes, you're fucking reading about the killer, and he's fucking like, saying how he like, he cuts open fucking, you know, crotches and shit, and fucking makes like cunts out of them, and just fucking like, yeah, you know, you don't see this shit, you don't see shit like that in games too often. I mean, never really, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, you see that shit, it's just like, wow, this is fucked up. You know, you don't fucking, again, he's just not sure, like, as you're going, it's fucking like, I don't know what they're gonna do next, it's pretty fucked up. So yeah, so then, you know, you see fucking Outlast 2 is fucking like, you know, I'm hoping they're gonna up the ante even further, you know, with the sequel, and fucking show me some shit that I've never fucking seen before, you know, like really fucked up shit. Because, you know, the guys who make the fucking game, you know, they fucking like developer and publisher, I think, is the same people, Red Barrels, I think. And, you know, they're fucking independent, you know, they don't have to fucking, you know, they can do whatever they want and fucking, you know, before, you know, and plus before the game came out, there was this whole fucking thing with them being censored in Australia for a fucking rape scene or whatever, and, you know, and fucking like, oh, you know, it's not going to be out in Australia, like they get refused fucking classification or whatever. And then fucking, yeah, the developers like fucking like, oh, you know, then it got fucking like went through again and it got fucking like passed, and the developers are saying fucking like, oh no, we didn't fucking cut anything out here, you know, not even the fucking dicks, you know. So, you know, I'm fucking like playing the game like fucking like, this must be pretty, hopefully pretty fucked up, but it's fucking like, this is pretty fucking tame, you know, this fucking, it's like, yeah, there's all these fucking cults and sacrifices and rape and shit and, you know, all that, but it doesn't ever fucking, like, ramp up from there. It's just kind of like one note, like, R-rated and fucking milk toast kind of safe, like, modern horror game. I mean, even fucking Resident Evil 7, I think, was more over the top. That's as fucking, like, mainstream and sanitized as it gets, I guess. I mean, besides that, I mean, it's pretty good. It's just fucking, again, another modern horror game. And, you know, I like those. And, yeah, some clunky shit, somewhat repetitive, but more highs than lows, I'd say. And speaking of highs and lows, I'm gonna take another break because I'm gonna fucking piss myself. That was weird. I fucking went to go take a piss and I ended up in Siberia. So it was a long journey. I mean, fucking, I'm still on it right now. Yeah, my journey to Siberia continues. Still playing that game. The first game of three. And yeah, I really like it. I don't know. There's fucking something about That fucking particular style of adventure games, you know, the post fucking scum, I guess, like, you know, scum engine, the post fucking pixel hunt, not super goofy, not overly obscure bullshit adventure game, that type. I don't know, fucking just, you know, here's an environment. There's only so many options you have to fucking choose from, you know, and, you know, a few people to talk to, and you can fucking figure this out on your own and not fucking sit there for a week or whatever on one fucking, like, ridiculous, like, makes no sense fucking bullshit fucking puzzle or whatever. You know, you don't fucking strategy guide not required, like that type of fucking puzzle game, fucking that vintage of adventure game or whatever. I don't know, like late 90s, I guess, early 2000s, something like that, around there. So I don't usually fucking consider myself an adventure game fan at all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, there's always people, like, I see like articles, fucking whatever, every like a couple of years of fucking, oh, the adventure game is back and blah blah blah, and I'll remember these old ones. It's fucking like, yeah, I do. I didn't like those at all. Like, I didn't fucking like King's Quest and that shit, or fucking like whatever, your fucking Maniac Mansion, not so much. Yeah, so I usually don't consider myself a fucking fan of adventure games at all, but, you know, but Siberia fucking 1 and 2 and fucking like Blade Runner and whatever, Phantasmagoria, again, is fucking Sherlock, I love the Sherlock Holmes fucking games, like, those are great. I don't know, I think I just hate Tim Schafer is what it boils down to. Anything that guy fucking touches, I fucking hate. And those are usually the ones that fucking, like, oh, adventure game, this is the best one ever made, and fucking, like, this is fucking terrible. I fucking, like, oh, why would anybody fucking play this shit? So I'm on a train, I'm fucking headed to Siberia. Spoiler, maybe. Yeah, so all roads lead to Siberia, or all trains in this case. So yeah, I'm on this fucking, this train that keeps fucking breaking down or fucking running out of juice or whatever, getting unwound, I guess, because it's a clockwork train that needs to be rewound at every station you go to. Which sounds like, you know, that sounds like a pretty efficient, clean solution, I guess, to fucking traveling by train. And it would be, except fucking the fucking thing just stops like 50 feet away from the fucking the winding mechanism you need to get to wind it up. So, you know, one station I fucking get to is, you know, I have to pay this some fucking boat captain to haul it up, you know, haul it up the track so I can wind the fucking thing up. So, you know, it's just fucking, who built this fucking train? Like, really, it's not very thought out there. Oh yeah, I guess it was some fucking literal retard. So it kind of makes sense, I guess. So yeah, you're going station to station, fucking, you know, just. You stop at each spot, and you're problem solving at each fucking location you get out to, you know, just to try to get the fucking thing moving again, so you can just keep going. And that involves, you know, adventure game stuff. You're talking to people, you're running errands for them, and using stuff on other stuff, that type of shit. So, I mean, yeah, there's just fucking something about, like, Siberia, just, you know, how it's written, fucking that kind of, like, grimy tone to it, the look to it anyway, is why it looks fucking, it reminds me of the old fucking Gears of War catchphrase they'd use, that the marketing fucking tagline of, or whatever, whenever they described it, you know, they'd say, like, fucking, the art style of that is fucking, it's like destroyed beauty, you know, both the environments and the that are in fucking Siberia kind of look like that. You know, and like the world overall, like, you know what I mean? Just fucking the society you're fucking going to, in general. It's like just like a post World War II kind of, you know, like Europe fucking post, Cold War, I guess. You know, it's like, I'm heading into Russia now. So now this fucking, you know, abandoned, kind of futuristic, almost like alternate history, I guess, like, you know, abandoned fucking, like, Soviet, you know, space centers with fucking, you know, you go there and there's fucking, you know, big, like, fucking dome, cosmodomes or cosmodromes, whatever the fuck they call it, and, you know, I see fucking all, like, rockets lined up and fucking, like, spacecraft just fucking there, like, rotting and fucking, rusting, I guess, and fucking infested with birds, and there's a lot of fucking bird problems in the game for some reason. The game almost feels like fucking like Bioshocky, you know, where you'll fucking enter an area that used to be, like, you know, high tech or, like, you know, grandiose in its fucking, like, heyday or whatever, but now it's, like, it's crumbling and it's fucking rusted and everything's fucking broken and, you know, fucking big fucking areas used to be, like, you know, looks like they used to be, like, you know, bustling fucking, like, cities or whatever, and there's only, like, a few people left behind who are in control of the place, or they're looking after it, and you know, they're all kind of going, like, crazy, and they're trying to hang on to, like, the past or stay relevant. I mean, not in, like, a violent way or anything like that. They're just kind of left behind, you know what I mean? Like they're part of the environment at that point, too, and just, you know, old generals and station masters, and they're all a little fucking off and fucking kind of crazy and, like, corrupt and shit. Like, one station I stop at is fucking just, like a massive fucking, like, university, you know, and this fucking, you have to go talk to, like, the administration, and it's fucking just, like, these three identical-looking, you know, pompous fucking douchebags, who, they're all fucking worried about, you know, keeping the institution, like, elitist and shit, and following the rules, even though, you know, there's, like, fucking, like, three students in the entire place, and fucking, like, one professor is just fucking just old and just fucking, like, whatever, just, he knows, like, one thing, you know, all he just knows fucking, like, mammoths or some shit, like, that's all he does, and fucking, he's, like, the only, like, professor in the place, and, yeah, and the fucking, you know, they have some, like, scam going on where they're all fucking fermenting wine on the side to fucking make money and shit, and they're just fucking, No, and again, meanwhile, the fucking school's just kind of like everything's fucking broken and busted and shit, and just, yeah, it's going to shit. And I mean, it's just a lot of that fucking like social commentary type shit, you know, just fucking like deep fucking satire, just, you know, the good kind, like not like the surface fucking surface level, like shallow fucking brainwashing, repetitive bullshit like they do now, of just fucking like, oh, isn't this fucking, you like, slapping you in the face, like, oh yeah, this is what we want you to see, this is what we want to say, like, you know, it's just fucking like, no, it's like an actual story, and it's fucking just kind of like, ah, you know, it's fucking they have something to say, but it's not, you know, it's not like their main focus. Again, it's fucking like, no, this story first, and then fucking, like, you know, that shit's fucking part of it, you know what I mean? Just you know, or get to the space center there, like the rocket installation, and it's this fucking massive place. It's got, you know, you see just fucking hundreds of missiles and shit like lined up, and you know, in rows and like silos and all that, and you meet I was one guy looking after the place, and he's this fucking drunken cosmonaut. He's, you know, a Russian fucking guy. He's been there for fucking, you know, years. He's just fucking like sitting in like a capsule, I guess, you know what I mean? Like a fucking little fucking space pod. He's fucking just like rotting, fucking, you know, drinking and shit. He's drunk all the time, drinking vodka, because, you know, the war is over. He's nothing to fucking do. He just, they couldn't even do that nowadays, because somebody would fucking get offended by that. Oh, fucking, you know, Russian sitting there drinking vodka is so fucking stereotypical or whatever. And you know, probably not even a Russian person would be offended by that. It'd most likely be some fucking indoctrinated fucking communist faggot college kid. You know, and of course the whole place is fucking infested with fucking birds and all that. So, I do have to walk something back a little bit, though. I said fucking last week, you know, I was saying how the main character, Kate, how she had this fucking, like, mature relationship with her fiancé, and how this shit has to, you know, she has all this mission she has to do for what, she's a lawyer, and she, you know, she has this fucking person she has to find in Europe for her firm, and you know, her boyfriend's just fucking like, oh yeah, you know what I mean, do what you need to do, no big deal, you're gonna be a little bit longer than you thought, like, that was pretty much it. And I was saying, like, oh yeah, it's just fucking refreshing, you know what I mean, just fucking like, oh, okay, yeah, sure, you know, you fucking, you gotta do shit for work, whatever, I'll be here, like, whatever, just fucking have fun, or like, whatever. I'm like, oh, that's fucking refreshing, it's not, not everything has to be fucking end of the world, like, high school drama fucking bullshit, you know what I mean, it's fucking like, hey, like, two adults just had a fucking conversation, that was the end of it. But, I mean, as you're going on the fucking, going on the journey, he keeps, like, calling you, and the guy is kind of a fucking whiny bitch. You know, he's fucking complaining she's been away for too long, and, although, I mean, what she is telling him, what she is talking about, you know, she's talking about all this crazy shit she's seeing with fucking, like, robots and, like, mammoths and fucking clockwork trains and that shit. I'm assuming that, you know what I mean, the rest of the world's kind of normal. What she's going on is just fucking, like, this is fucking just, like, insane, like, weird. Again, like, alternate history, like, fucking, like, insane shit. So she does, on the other end of that, she probably does sound like a lying, fucking, batshit crazy whore, you know, if you're just hearing that from on the other end. So, you know, she's talking about fucking traveling all over Europe for fucking weeks on end with her fucking, robot buddy fucking train conductor Oscar, and she's fucking alone on that train, and fucking she's telling him that, oh yeah, no, you got this fucking robot here or whatever, and you know what I mean, fucking like, you know, who's that, who's Oscar, and fucking like, you know, he's getting fucking like suspicious. And again, truth be told, I mean, she does kind of sound like she's fucking a robot, you know what I mean, or whatever, for somebody, you know what I mean, fucking somebody. So yeah, but even with that shit, again, it just, all that kind of just develops in the background, you know what I mean? It's fucking the last thing that she, you know, and you, I guess, as you're playing the game, like, you don't really give a flying fuck about it. And, you know, neither does she. She's just fucking like, oh, I'm going through this fucking, traveling through this weird fucking shit. Like, I don't really give a shit about fucking whatever, a whiny fucking faggot boyfriend. Yeah, you know, and her fucking, her best friend is calling her, telling her how her boyfriend's fucking down in the dumps because, you know, they're fighting and whatever, fag, you know, and, you know, his girlfriend's in you know, his girlfriend's in a fucking another country, or his fiance, whatever, is in a fucking another country. Like, why isn't he just fucking playing video games and fucking jerking off constantly like a fucking normal guy would be? I don't know. That's what I've been doing for like 3 fucking years running. So, what's there to complain about? So, yeah, and our friend's talking about fucking, like, going to the movies and dinner with him and shit, and fucking, you know, fucking Kate's just like, fucking, like, are you fucking my boyfriend? Like whatever, man. It's fucking, he's a little fag boy anyway. I'm getting some fucking clockwork fucking robot dick up in me. So, you know, it's like realistic, non-emo storytelling, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I really fucking like Siberia. I mean, as I'm playing it, fucking again, I played it like way back in the day, whatever, when it first came out. But yeah, I really fucking like it. Fucking playing through it again. Don't know what else to say about it. I mean, again, I think I'm towards the end of it. I've been playing for a dozen hours or so. I just took a blimp to some city to kidnap an opera singer for a crazy, obsessed stalker maniacs. We can force her to sing for him. He might rape her and kill her afterwards. I don't know. It's really not my problem. None of my business. I need to keep going towards Siberia. I need to get my fucking robot conductor's hands back. So, you know, that old trope. So, and, you know, keep in mind too, this is fucking only the first game of 3 of them. So, Siberia series, I might rival fucking Dark Souls in terms of fucking just concurrent fucking weird commentary about this fucking strange, obscure fucking shit I'm playing. So, Siberia, it's kind of like Dark Souls, so, there you go. Other than that, I mean, I don't know, it's kind of been a light week, I guess. I mean, I've played quite a bit, but just fucking those two games there. Really, this week, besides my fucking, besides the continuing journey of Kate Walker and a robot fuck toy, Prey comes out on Friday, I think. I don't know why games keep coming out on Friday. That kind of pisses me off. I think Prey comes out on Friday, and that looks pretty cool. And I think there's a free demo for it or some shit you can download. I don't know. I'd check that out if you're interested. I'm just gonna fucking play it straight up. They're selling codes on CD keys for fucking Prey for I think it's like $30, maybe like $40, but pretty cheap. So there's a tip for my fellow Jew gamers out there. Jamers, we're called. There's another game on there coming out soon called The Surge, which is basically sci-fi Dark Souls, and for real this time it's pretty much just like sci-fi Dark Souls, it looks like, and that looks kind of cool. Yeah, I don't know too much about The Surge, but I mean, whatever, again, cdkeys.com, fucking, you know, the code's fucking cheap, and the game looks neat, and that's fucking good enough for me. Yeah, that comes out sometime this month, I think. So, I think it's gonna be a good month for the old gaming, I think. Fucking, those two games, fucking Friday the 13th is coming out, get a new Alien movie coming out, gonna be on vacation soon, so yeah, good times ahead, hopefully. Plenty of fucking video games and jerking off in my future. If you want to be part of that future, you can email the show at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. You can visit gruntfreepress.com, the website, the legend. I've been Absolute Deicide. That's some people would call this art.
Sun down when darkness falls. Okay, the tape is rolling.
Pamela.
Excuse me, ma'am?
She said Pamela. Maybe she prefers not being called Mrs. Voorhees.
Mrs. Voorhees, I'm Police Chief Tom Kelly. Detective Madry and I want to ask you a few questions, if that's all right.
Pamela? We're very sorry about the loss of your son. And we appreciate you...
His name was Jason.
Yes, ma'am. Jason. I understand he was 12 years old and he was not capable of normal... The report says his mind was...
There is nothing wrong with my son. Jason is a wonderful boy. He just needs to be watched over. I always have done that. I've always protected him. Always. My Jason is very special.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sure he was. I understand you are the cook at Camp Crystal Lake and...
I was promised that these counselors were responsible. That's why I took the job. These Christian teenagers would help look after my son while I worked. That's why I took this job. I was lied to.
Mrs. Voorhees, I'm sure these kids were just...
Fucking. That's what they were doing. That's what all of them were doing.
No, no, ma'am. The counselors were...
Were you there? No, you were not.
Mrs. Voorhees, please.
I was there, doing my job, washing the dishes of these selfish, irresponsible...
Ma'am, you need to...
You don't understand. I heard him. I heard my Jason calling for me from the lake. He was calling for his mother.